Just for these next few moments, let's let the breath become long and deep. So we'll take a few full breaths together, inhaling deeply. And then exhale slowly so you actually arrive with your breath. You feel the breath going out. Good. And then inhale again, long, deep in-breath. And with the exhale, see if you can sense a relaxing and a letting go. So breathing out, letting go. And again, inhale deeply, fill the lungs. And then a gentle, slow exhale. So that now as the breath continues naturally, see if you can continue to relax with the breath, as if you could open to receive the in-breath. And with the out-breath, a kind of dissolving and a letting go. Notice that your senses can be awake right now, so there's an awareness of listening. There's an awareness in a kinesthetic way of the sensations in your body. And an awareness of the heart. Just sense the state of your heart in this moment without any judgment. Noticing if there's any mood that's predominant, any feeling or sensation that's strong. Continuing to listen to the heart and sense what your intention is for being here tonight. So it's a sincere inquiry to sense what really matters to you. Sensing those that have gathered here, our Sangha, community of friends, spiritual friends, and our shared aspiration for presence, for awakening our hearts, opening and awakening our minds, realizing truth, living from truth. We chant together each week the mantra Om, which is a simple syllable that expresses that connectedness of heart-mind. So if you'd like to bring the palms together and just feel that sincerity of prayer, the prayer to feel our connection, that oneness. And we'll chant three times. Please inhale deeply.
Oh.
So the pathway to presence is a relaxed attention, awake, relaxed attention. It can be very helpful to intentionally relax areas that might be tight, might be habitually tense or holding in the body. So take some moments. You might soften around the eyes. That's an area we're not usually conscious of tension. As if the eyes are smiling, just let the flesh around the eyes relax. The brow be smooth. The eyes like balls floating in pools of water, relaxed. Let the jaw be relaxed, slight smile at the mouth. If you haven't practiced this before, this is the half smile of the Buddha, or as Thich Nhat Hanh says, it's smile yoga. It sends a message to the nervous system to relax the fight-flight response. It opens us to a kind of gentle, benevolent sense. So the eyes are soft, slight smile. Just feel the throat and see if you can soften there. And the breath at the heart, and sense a smile and soften at the heart. Let the shoulders relax back and down. And just feel them from the inside out. See if there can be some loosening naturally. A kind of melting or letting go from the inside. Feeling down through the arms, let the hands rest in a very easy, effortless way. So the energy can flow through the arms and the hands. Feeling them from the inside. So as you continue to soften the hands, you can feel with an intimate attention the life that's there, the tingling, pulsing, perhaps a sense of warmth or pressure. Let the awareness fill the torso so there's an openness in the chest and a softening through the belly. Sense the breath free to be received deep in the belly, this breath and this one. Moving down the body, the hips, the legs. Just feeling the sense of pressure and contact where you're sitting. Where your legs are crossed or your feet are touching the floor. The sense of pressure, warmth. And then widening the attention, sensing the whole field of sensation now. The inner body, the energy body, just vibrating and tingling, heat and cool, tight or loose, open or closed, just letting it all happen. We think of the body as solid, but actually it's constant motion in a microscopic way. We think of it as solid, but actually it's mostly space. Sense that movement and sense the space it's happening in. Just be that space, that openness that this life is living through. Being this awake space that listens. Sounds arise and move through this space and disappear. Listen, not just with your ears, but with your whole awareness. Listening to the space in the room. Listening to and feeling the space. Listening to and feeling this dance of sensation. Listening to and feeling the whole moment. Aware of the presence that's here. The quality of here-ness. And see if you can relax even more right this moment into that here-ness, that presence. What happens if you relax even more? for some, feeling in the foreground the inflow and outflow of the breath is a way to keep remembering this presence. For some, the listening to sound, letting the sound really wash through you. Brings us home to this presence. It's vivid, immediate, right here. It's home, it's what we are. If you notice the attention's drifted into thoughts, what we sometimes call the trance of thinking, it can be an opportunity to arrive again, to come back home into this presence right here. The arriving is a relaxing open. Opening to listening again, instead of thoughts, listening to the sounds that are right here. You can re-relax the body. It habitually tightens, so you might soften again in the shoulders. Let go. Relax the hands. Perhaps sense that slight smile. And just bring a very kind presence to whatever this moment-to-moment experience is for you right now. As the formal meditation ends, when you hear the ringing of the bell, let your informal meditation continue so that when you open your eyes, when you move, there's a real mindfulness, a presence in your moments. And let that begin with really listening to the sound of the bell, and then to keep listening.